One day in 1989, Reverend Don Piper was jolted to an entirely different level of consciousness by a sudden event that would change his life forever.
I drove across the lake onto an old bridge that's still there, and before I cleared that bridge, an 18-wheeler crossed the center stripe and hit my small car head on, and I was killed instantly. I'm very conscious of the fact that life can end at a fraction of a second. It happened to me.
On a cold January day in 1989, Don Piper's life changed forever.
I was coming home from a church conference in East Texas, headed back to Houston.
At precisely 11:45 a.m., an 18-wheeler driven by a Texas state prisoner rolled over the small car at a combined speed of 110 miles an hour.
Not only did the truck hit Don's car, it ran over the passenger side of the small Ford Escort, completely crushing the vehicle and killing Don Piper. Instantly, Don began an amazing journey.
I was immediately transported to the gates of heaven and surrounded by people I had known in life who had preceded me. And they weren't complete in the sense that we are now, but there were people there, and I recognized them. I tell people it was a buffet for the senses. The aroma, the sights, the sounds. I heard the wings that hovered above me. I heard music that I never heard on earth. And they were all singing glory to God songs, hallelujah songs, praise songs. And they were all doing them simultaneous, and there was no chaos. Those words from the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, he said, I am the way, that's the path. He said, let not your hearts be troubled, that's the peace. And then he said, I go to prepare for you a what? A place. It's a real place. It's not a concept, it's not a myth, it's not a possibility, it's a